We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
What's going on, everyone? Joe DeCameron, John Rich. It is 94 WIP. Great to be with you, off and rolling. On this Thursday morning, now 3 days away from the Eagles and the Niners, the home opener. Tonight we got the Giants and Washington. We'll get a little sense more of the division and how it could stack up this year. Of course, the Phils won last night, now gaining a game on Atlanta, 3.5 back of the Braves. We'll get to that and all your phone calls all show, 215-592-9494. Richie Rich. Hey, bud.
Hi, Joe. I was amazed at this one.
What?
There was a tortoise named Harriet that was adopted by Charles Darwin when he visited the Galapagos Islands. Okay. You know, he did the whole tour of the Galapagos in 1835, where he did all that research. Adopted this five-year-old tortoise, named it Harriet. Harriet just recently passed away.
Wow.
Harriet got adopted ultimately by Steve Irwin, the crocodile hunter.
Wow.
By his family. And she passed away after 176 years.
That is an amazing fact.
That is unbelievable. Yeah. I would say that if Harriet had gone to Fairfield University, she would be the most famous graduate of Fairfield University.
Look at you guys, man. You guys are bad people. All right, let's hit it today. 215-592-9494. John, I have sense from you. Surprise? I can tell that, you know, when a crash happens.
When
a crash happens at Indy, you got that one guy that sticks out the flag, the caution flag. Yeah, everyone be careful. There's a crash. Now, we didn't have a crash in Atlanta. Eagles played great. But, John, I can tell you're trying to put out that cautionary flag to tell people, slow your roll a little bit. Talk to me, because I don't agree with you, but talk to me. I'll listen. What are you thinking? What are you feeling?
Listen, I'm cautiously optimistic. I think that a lot of people are taking this a little bit too far. I mean, the Eagles played better than we all expected. I am very excited about the Week 1 performance.
Yep.
But after one game over a team that looked like – it really looked worse than anyone could have imagined. They look like they're going to be one of the league's bottom dwellers.
They do look like that. I agree.
This has gotten a little extreme. For example, 56% in our poll think the Eagles are making the playoffs.
Right, this week. Monday after the game on Sunday, correct.
I heard Rhea this morning say she thinks Nick Sirianni's calling the shots now, you know, after one game. I don't. After one win, it seems like our worries about this team have all vanished. We had Ray say that the Eagles are going to beat the 49ers this morning.
Yes, he did.
Denver beat the Giants decisively this last weekend. Does that mean the Broncos are a playoff team?
No, it doesn't.
Think about that.
Yeah, and Giants and 49ers, and Giants and Falcons.
Giants and Falcons are comparable.
Yeah, I get your point. It's fair.
Denver beats them easily.
Yep.
So, Denver's not a playoff team. We're not a playoff team either. Not yet. Nick is still answering to Jeffrey. Howie has all the power. Yes, Nick is a good coach, but Week 1 does not predict the rest of the season.
It can give you a window.
I believe this team is better than what we expected.
Right.
But in terms of it giving you a window, I saw Bill Barnwell's tweet, events from Week 1, 2020.
Okay.
Events from Week 1, 2020. The Jags come back late to beat the Colts. Same old Phillip Rivers, everyone was saying. The Browns got blown out by 32 points. And we now know the Browns are a much better team than that.
Yeah, they made
Josh Allen missed two easy touchdowns. And everyone's saying, Josh Allen, can't count on him. He's no good.
Yep.
Tom Brady threw a pick six, and the Bucs lost by 11.
Yep.
Everyone's saying, that's never going to work. Tom Brady's not going to win in Tampa. Week one does not predict the whole season. We're a quarter of the way through the first quarter of the season. We will lose soon. We will likely lose repeatedly in these first six games. We are better than anyone thought. That doesn't make us good yet, and I think people are jumping the gun.
Well, look, I don't agree with you, but I'm curious where everyone stands at 215-592-9494. If you think we'll throw it to everyone, I think people are getting carried away with the sort of the expectations and maybe shifting expectations after week one with what this season will be, or if you think John is just missing the positive signs that are there. I mean, you can join us 215-592-9494. John, I don't think people are getting carried away. I really don't. People, you know what people are realizing? I'll tell you what week one.
It's great to see. I mean, let's celebrate. We're excited.
Of course.
Really cool.
Yep.
But to say that you don't think we're getting carried away, I mean, that's spoken like someone who's getting carried away.
I mean, it's theoretically possible. I just don't think it applies here. I mean, I acknowledge that I have at times been carried away in Philadelphia. I get swept up on the magic carpet. I get it. And sometimes the magic carpet doesn't actually exist. And you fall down, you hit the ground. And I've had that plenty as a Philadelphia sports fan. John, I don't think others are getting carried away in this case, and I'll tell you why. I believe that the vast majority of Eagles fans have come to realize, I don't want to say the vast majority, I believe that a majority of Eagles fans have come to realize one simple fact. The Eagles absolutely can make the playoffs. I think people are starting to understand the Eagles can make the playoffs. Maybe they will.
But I think you're mixing that up with can and will.
Well, okay, so let's get to that. 56% said that they will in our poll this week. I, by the way, for whatever it's worth, said before the season started, I thought they would make the playoffs. I haven't, if you notice, I don't think I've really even changed my tune since the season began. I mean, it's not like I'm telling you now they're going to win 11 games. I told you before the season started I thought they would win 9. Welcome to the 9 track, and for anyone that wants to be there with me, cool. Like, for people that thought they were going to win 6 or 7 or 5, if you're now thinking 9, I don't think they're getting carried away. I actually think they're coming around to, frankly, and I'm not trying to pat myself on the back, seeing what I saw beforehand. Which, John, how many times?
How could you see anything beforehand? We saw nothing.
No, how many
beforehand?
Times? All right, ladies and gentlemen of the jury, if I'm standing in front of a jury of 12 of our peers in society, I would say this right now. How many times before the season started did I say the following words? Weak division, easy schedule, quality offensive and defensive line, Devontae Smith will help an awful lot, and the last place team in the division, 7 of the last 16 years, the next season won the division. I must have said those 5 things, honestly, 300 times. I said it all off season. We did shows, I would say it 15 times a show. And all of that to me showed, I mean, the division thing we can't predict quite yet. But the other stuff showed up week one. But you know what also showed up week one that actually has me further encouraged than I had been? The Eagles dominated the game. Jalen Hurts looked way better than I could have possibly expected. Young players made plays. They really did. You know, the defense gave up only 6 points. And then, by the way, the external stuff that does influence the Eagles in the end, the Giants flat-out stunk versus a Denver team that we don't think is particularly good. Washington lost their starting quarterback maybe for the season, at least for a chunk of the season. Dallas, yes, their offense looked magnificent in the passing game, but Zeke Elliott, to me, looked like a regressing running back. Their defense stinks. And now you find out yesterday – DeMarcus Lawrence is going to be out for a month, and he's going to miss the game versus the Eagles. Not to mention, Lyle Collins is suspended for 5 weeks, and he's going to miss the game versus the Eagles. John, I don't think people are overreacting or getting carried away with expectations for this Eagles season. I really don't. I honestly don't.
It's incredible to me. You know, every game is its own story. Every game is its own little season.
I get it.
It's an evolution.
Yep.
And that evolution, it was outstanding. We saw a team that was better prepared than we could have ever imagined, despite the fact that they seemingly didn't prepare very much in the preseason. The starters, they didn't play much. I thought that would work against them, and it didn't. Everything worked out to our advantage. This next game is another little mini season, another microcosm.
Yep,
it's all about matchups. The matchups aren't nearly as favorable this time around. And I just wonder if we lose this game. I'm not saying we will lose this game. If we lose this game, do you then get equally as negative?
I don't think so, but I don't know. I mean, I got to see how it goes. Look, I told you 9-8 before the season. I haven't changed my tune. Other people have changed their tune to join me, and that's fine. I'm going to try to bring you along. We'll see. Look, yeah, everyone can weigh in. 215-592-9494. Do you sense people are getting carried away with the expectations? Or do you think John's missing signs that are right there to see? Let's go to Kenny in Northeast Philly. Kenny, you're on WIP.
Good morning. How are you, gentlemen?
Doing well, Kenny.
Okay. Just to, you know, bring people down to reality a little bit. Because I was psyched up, too. I mean, I definitely loved what I saw.
We're definitely psyched. Yeah, but it sounds like the way this call is starting that you're sort of in line with me. Things are great, much better than we thought, but here we go.
I'm just going to tell you.
Yeah.
They can't let the 49ers control the ball the way Atlanta controlled the ball the first half.
And that's exactly what the 49ers like to do.
They can if they keep San Francisco from the end zone. Now, we don't know that they will. I mean, Kenny, there is a strategy to letting the other team run. And I've been saying this, and some people understand what I'm saying. Some people don't.
If it wasn't the Falcons, it would have been 14 points on board.
Kenny, let's deal with San Fran for a second. Jimmy Garoppolo, below average starting quarterback. Below average. He's not the worst. He's probably not one of the five worst, but he's below average. So there is absolutely something to be said for not fearing Jimmy. I mean, no, you can make the case this will be a week to load the box up more, and you actually almost dare Jimmy Garoppolo to beat you. And that's going to be Jonathan Gannon's challenge as defensive coordinator to figure out how to scheme it. But I mean, I'm not afraid of Jimmy Garoppolo at all.
What I'm saying is they can't wait 25 minutes to get started on a defense.
Yeah, but they didn't, Kenny. You missed the whole point. You missed the whole point. They were trying to defend Calvin.
Regardless of whether they were too deep or not, they did get run on. The 49ers, they now have that tape. And they're saying, okay, if you want to keep your safeties deep the way you did against the Falcons, we will gladly run every single snap. Like, that's what Kyle Shanahan does.
I mean,
if they run every single snap, then we will have to adjust.
But there's also
are we equipped to do that?
But there's also the possibility the Eagles will adjust before the game and actually load the box more and dare Jimmy Garoppolo to beat him. I mean, let's not act like Jonathan Gannon's a fool. I mean, he knows different teams have different personnel. Joe DeCamera, John Ritchie, where do you stand on all this? People getting carried away or not? How do you personally feel? I mean, there's your assessment of others. How do you feel about this season? And if you have shifted your expectations after just the first week of the season. Joe DeCamera and John Ritchie, 215-592-9494. We'll talk a ton of Eagles football. Obviously, we'll get into the Phils. A little bit on that Giants-Washington game as well, because we do get to see more about the division tonight. Joe DeCamera, John Ritchie on 94 WIP.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.